Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we welcome on the Trocare College Live Line, Buffalo School Superintendent Tanja Williams-Knight, here to talk with us on the opening week of schools in Buffalo. Thanks so much for being with us. What's it been like the first couple of days here in Buffalo?
Well, this is day two, so yesterday was really good. We did a bus tour and got out to some of the schools. The children were excited. The staff were excited. We got to meet some parents. So it was a really good day yesterday, but today is day two.
You know, school security, you don't get a break. First day of school, you had that terrible Georgia school shooting casting a shadow really over every school district in the country. What can you tell parents to reassure them when they send their kids off to school that they're safe?
Yeah, that's the worst. That is the worst. And, I just want to say that, I think that all of our hearts go out to that community, to those parents, to the students. It just touched so many. And so, I've been pretty consistent on my message about safety and security. And when I say safety and security, I'm not just talking about the physical plant, which we've done a lot. And I hope that that will help parents to know that we're doing everything we can to keep their children safe in schools. So we've done a lot with our physical plant with, adding Evolve scanners and security officers in schools and, updating our cameras. But that social emotional piece is a big, big piece. And even though last year, districts across the nation experienced financial cuts because we, our ARP ESSER funds ended, we prioritized keeping all of our student support staff, so our counselors and psychologists and social workers, all of our schools have those persons in them. And, I would just encourage parents to talk with their children every single day about how they're feeling. They have to monitor, what children are looking at on the internet. The games, the video games that they're playing. And we always encourage parents to partner with schools. And if they notice any changes in their children, please, you know, contact the school principal and let the principal know, and we work together. But, you know, all of our children in schools, in most schools, every 10 steps, there is a caring adult. There's an adult there that a child can talk to. And whether it's a teacher, teacher aide, whoever it is. So if children are feeling like, you know, something isn't right or something is happening that they need to talk to someone about, I want to reassure parents that we have adults in the buildings that are trained in trauma-informed care. And, you know, we're going to do everything that we can to keep their children safe every day.
Well, it's only been one day, but a new bell system in schools to try and help alleviate this problem that we've had with a lack of bus drivers in, you know, taking part in Buffalo and really around the country, but it really hit Buffalo hard last year. How has it been going after one day? And, you know, it might be too early to tell, but how do you think that that is going to do arrivals and dismissals this year?
You know, I yesterday could have just done cartwheels. I was so excited because for the second year in a row, in the morning, all 462 of our routes were covered. It happened last year. Before that, it had been decades since all routes were covered, you know, and so I was really, really excited to hear that yesterday, for the second year in a row, all of our routes were covered. And so the children got to school on time. You know, there were some delays at the end of the day with children getting home. Not many, but there were a couple. But overall, the results for that have been great. You know, it's shorter time on buses for students. We will be starting our extended learning time program in a few weeks, and we can open it up now to all children, to all schools. And we've seen a huge decrease in any incidents happening on the bus, behavioral incidents between students. You know, it means more time in the classroom for children. So last year was very successful. This year is starting off successful, and we're going to keep monitoring it.
Dr. Williams-Knight, cell phones. We're hearing a lot from superintendents, but not yet from you. What are your thoughts about a cell phone ban in school, if it comes to that, from the governor?
I mean, of course, if the governor, you know, presents legislation that bans them, we'll do everything we can to comply. I do think that, you know, it really should be more of a district decision on how that rolls out. You know, we have a code of conduct, and we already have some practices in place for how we handle cell phones. Cell phones are a double-edged sword. And, you know, whereas some folks have used them for instructional purposes, you know, in Buffalo, all of our children have iPads and they have laptops. So there's not really a need for that anymore. I know that there are parents that feel concerned about safety. What I thought about recently is that the parents that we have now are really, you know, the 9/11 parents who were impacted when that hit. And so there are some strong feelings from parents about, you know, cell phone usage. And so we've been doing some focus groups, and we've been speaking with school administrators. We've been speaking with parents about it. You know, yesterday I was at a school, and, you know, they were collecting the cell phones, and the children were willingly coming in and placing them in a bucket, and they get them back at the end of the day. All of our classrooms have telephones in them, and so if teachers ever need to, you know, call home or, you know, something happens in the classroom, there are phones in there. But, you know, it's going to be a challenge. Either way, it's going to be a challenge because cell phones have presented with some issues. So, you know, we're working on it.
You know, while we have the time with you here, have to ask you about the big news of the day and what impact it might have on Buffalo. Byron Brown has been mayor since 2006. Has been named the new president and CEO of OTB, Western Region. He has, you know, for much of his tenure as mayor, kind of taken a little bit of a hands-off approach when it comes to schools. It appears there's going to be a new acting mayor and perhaps another different mayor or maybe the same mayor after that, but there is going to be a change in power. Do you prefer that hands-off approach, or would you like to see out of a new mayor somebody be a little more involved in schools?
Well, That's a question. You know, first of all, I want to say, you know, congratulations to him on, you know, them selecting him. I think he still, at least the news is reporting, he still has a decision to make, and there are some negotiations that are happening. The bottom line is that as the superintendent of the Buffalo Schools, I'm going to work with whoever sits in that seat. And, you know, I have worked with Mayor Brown. You know, we meet monthly and we talk about some of the issues, some of the needs of the school district. And so whoever sits in that seat, yesterday on our bus tour, the council president, Scanlon, showed up at one of the schools to my surprise. And so, you know, that was a welcome surprise. I think, you know, it was School 27 in South Buffalo, and he was familiar with the school, and it was great that he showed up. And, you know, I've worked with him also prior to him becoming the council president. So whoever sits in that seat as the superintendent, I'm going to work with.
Well, Dr. Williams-Knight, thank you so much for joining us. I hope we can talk more this school year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.